Hi there, it is week 36 of 52 Weeks of Inspiration. How can I inspire you? Let me count the ways. Well, I think one of the things that I have learned is a lot, actually. This has been a big year of learning. I think that the biggest thing that I've learned this year, week 36 into 2024, and this is going to seem maybe, I don't know, crazy or uncanny to some of you, but I've really learned to emphatically, without doubt, without trepidation, without ego, without shame, without blame, to 100% trust my intuition. Because, and I'll use this analogy, in the past, I have felt like I was someone getting on the Titanic, knowing it was going to sink, And as you're getting on the Titanic, you look around to a few people and you're like, hey, just so you know, it's going to hit an iceberg and we're going to sink. And they look at you and they're like, no, that won't happen. That's not going to happen. And so you've told these people, this is what's going to happen. And because they're telling you it's not what's going to happen, you get on the ship. Because you've been convinced by the egos and voices of others that are not using their intuition, or maybe are not getting the same messages from you, or from their guides and angels, that it's all going to be okay. And it's not okay. So you get on the Titanic with them because you trust and believe them more than you trust and believe your own intuition. And when you say it out loud, it sounds crazy, I know. But for whatever reason in my life, I have done that. And it seems crazy because I know I can predict things and that my intuition is clear and concise and it works, and it's always worked for clients and connections with them and readings. But for whatever crazy, outlandish notion did I get that they could tell me that it wasn't going to happen and I would go against it. And so if I could inspire you 36 weeks into 2024, my inspiration for you would to be, don't get on the Titanic. If you know something is about to happen, and if you can see it visually, intuitively, emotionally, physically, mentally, and if it's something that just embodies every part of your belief, because it's been a sign or a vision, or because it's how you feel, it's an empathic hunch, whatever it is, don't let anybody convince you that that's not going to happen. Because if you do, you don't have anyone else to blame but yourself. And so stay true to yourself and stay true to who you are. Stay true to your intuitive thoughts and feelings, and don't keep questioning yourself. You know, one of the best pieces of advice I got was, when you're going and asking for advice, stop going to the people that are not experts about it. So as a psychic, as a medium, as an intuitive person that I know you are listening to this, stop asking outside people to align with your intuition. Trust your intuition, because after all, it's yours and not anybody else's. Have an amazing week, and I'll chat with you soon.